Single subject designs were developed by neurologists and psychologists in that they were interested in looking at individual behavior and how it changed. Broca's work in 1861 is an excellent example of a single subject design, where he found a patient, Ton, and followed him and described what types of behaviors Ton exhibited. That's where we got our notion of Broca's aphasia. Single subject designs were very popular in the 1970s when there were behavior modification research was going on. So you'll see a lot of studies then, and it's very popular today in treatment research.